Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They're like much more than I never knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, and welcome to the second hour of the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll-free, 855-660-4261. That's 855-660-4261. Give us a call, and we will help you to have a wonderful fall season. Tom, let's go right to the phone lines. Who's up next?
Next up, we've got Ann from Cape Cod with a question about lamb's ear.
Ann from beautiful Cape Cod, good morning.
Good morning. Hello.
Yes, good morning.
Is there anything you do to prepare lamb's ear for winter? Because in the spring last year, I found that they were horrible to clean up.
Lamb ears is a plant that will tend to spread really, really quickly. And when you look at it right now, it looks good. But then when spring arrives, there's a lot of dead in between the individual plants. And in time, it will fill up again. So what I would do for now, leave it alone, let it go dormant. In the spring, let it come up. And if the spacing between plants is too far apart, at that point, you can dig them and move them a little bit closer apart. But this is a plant that's accustomed to spreading underground relatively quickly, and it can take over a garden. But you're right. In the spring, it's erratic. There's one here, there's one there, there's one there, and you think you've lost most of it. It's just it's slow. And until the ground begins to really warm up, it doesn't fill in.
Do you just pull out the green stuff in the fall, in the spring?
Yeah. So whatever looks dead in the spring, just dig it up, throw it away and take all of the healthy pieces that remain, plant them in groups so that you can keep them in a confined area, and they will thicken and give you that nice lavender purple flower that they do in the late summer, and that nice white soft foliage, fluffy foliage during the summer. But you're right. In the spring, it looks, you say, what the heck happened to this thing? It looked so beautiful last year. If you have a winter, especially a winter that's cold, windy, and no snow cover, it looks even worse. If you've got plenty of snow over it, there's not as much damage, and it does come back faster. So you should be okay, but just, you know, whatever doesn't look good, dig it up, dump it, and take all of the good pieces and plant them in a grouping. And when the weather gets nice and warm, it will begin to spread, thicken, and you won't even know that you had a problem. But it's something that happens. Why it does with that plant some years more than others, I don't know. But it is a tough plant. I have some in my garden, and 3 years ago I decided it was just taking over. I pulled it all out except for one plant, and now I have as much as I did 3 years ago. It has just spread all over the place. So
one other
clean
question.
Them up. Yes, go ahead.
You said you wish bushes. Do they get fertilized now, and if so, with what?
What kind of plant?
Lilacs and things of that type.
Okay. Lilacs are and clematis are plants that really love to be in the soil that is sweet. So if you can lime, or if you have a wood stove, put wood ash or a fireplace, or even if you have a fire pit outside, take that wood ash, put them around your clematis plants and your lilacs, and that will help to keep the soil sweet, and they will bloom and grow a lot faster for you. And then a general purpose fertilizer, and what I like to use in the fall is something that's natural and organic. The reason is, if you use a 10-10-10 or a 5-10-5, in the next 30 days or less, it's gone. And it releases fast. And if we get into a period where we should get, you know, 70, 80 degree days, like a nice Indian summer, you could get some surge growth. If you use an organic, like Holly Tone for broadleaf evergreens and needle evergreens, Plant Tone for deciduous plants, plants that lose its foliage during the winter, or Dr. Earth plant shrub and plant food with probiotics, they are organic. They're slow release, and when the ground gets too cold, it sits there, and it does not leach out of the ground. It's there for the spring to give it a quicker start as the ground begins to warm up. So I like to feed especially plants that are new. So if you put in some new holly, some new yews, junipers, maybe a new tree or a shrub, fertilize them now, and your plants will be that much better because the ground is still warm. and the root system is still actively growing. You know, it is getting colder, but the ground itself is still warm. The roots are still growing, and that means it will be better established when it does freeze solid and the plant is dormant with a lot less winter damage. So don't be scared. Sprinkle the food on, scratch it in, and your plants will be ahead of the game for the spring of 2014. Thank you. We appreciate the phone call. Now, if we can help you, 855-660-4261, give us a call, and we will work together to help you to have a great gardening season. Now that you planted your garden and you're ready to enjoy the rewards of your labor, do not let the deer destroy your hard work. Pick up a container of deer scram. These granules are guaranteed to work. That's right, guaranteed to keep the deer away from your garden. Even safe to use in a vegetable garden, and contains no synthetic additives. It's not toxic, it's biodegradable, and will not harm animals and the environment. That's deer scram. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just wet and forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget. Now that the gardens are planted, let's feed them with the new Bloomin' and Rootin' Fertilizer from Fertilome. This 9-59-8 plant food will make your garden explode. Flowers and vegetables will grow like you've never seen it before. That's Bloomin' and Rootin' Fertilizer. This year, let's kill those problem weeds and save some money. Say goodbye to poison ivy, poison oak, sumac, and hundreds more with Fertilome Kills All. Half the price of Roundup, twice as strong, because it's generic. Kills All. Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the pollen with 100% organic animal repellent made by ShakeAway. ShakeAway small critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. ShakeAway dormant cat repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from ShakeAway. All ShakeAway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to ShakeAway.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
If you like cow's milk, you'll love camel milk. Yes, the newest, oldest thing in the world, camel milk, has sustained civilizations for thousands of years. Here's just one user's testimonial.
My Lyme-stricken boy developed severe allergies to nearly every food he ingested. At first, I was scared to death to try camel milk, but he had no allergic reactions of any kind, nothing. The camel milk was wondrous in healing his GI issues, and it's the one thing I can attribute to his getting out of bed after almost a year spent there, too ill to do anything.
Camel milk is loaded with health benefits, far superior to other milk, is rich in B vitamins, and 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, Humpback Dairies of Miller, Missouri. To order, call this number, 1-417-848-7570. That's 1-417-848-7570. Call 1-417-848-7570 for camel milk, the best-kept health secret ever.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I know some of you are probably still trying to kill weeds. I'll give you a tip. If the weed is green, you can kill it, okay? If it's beginning to turn yellow, you're wasting your time and your product. So if you've got poison ivy, poison oak, sumac, and things like that, and bamboo, and you want to kill it, as long as the foliage is nice and green, your weed killer will be effective. But if the foliage has begun to change and it's beginning to turn yellow, the weed killer will not be effective. Put it away for next year. Okay? Let's go to phone lines. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Jackie from Mass with a question about mums.
Jackie, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Thank you. I have a beautiful, beautiful mum that's about 20 inches tall, and it has to spread at least 2 feet wide. Beautiful, beautiful buds on it, but I don't have any foliage, and I don't see where the color is even coming through yet. Well, you know, it's the mum, but the, you know how you get the little green bulb, the little green thing that should be bursting into a flower?
It's right.
Not flowering at all yet.
Okay. Well, it could be a later blooming variety because there are early, mid-season, and late blooming ones.
Mm.
So I would not panic.
Oh, okay. I know we're in the end of September almost, so it's like, oh, yeah. Come on.
No. You're still okay. If squeeze the bud, matter of fact, if you want, pull one bud off of it, and with your fingers, peel it apart. And if you're finding white or green colored petals inside the bud, it's okay. If you break it apart and the petals are brown, then those buds are dead. But to me, it sounds like you have a later blooming variety. And you can buy, I mean, there's a lot of nurseries and garden centers that have mums in bloom right now. Those are your early. Your mid-season start to bloom towards the end of September, and then your late bloom in early October.
Oh, okay.
So
beautiful looking. I mean, it's huge, it's green and healthy looking. I says, well, maybe I didn't fertilize it enough during the summer months, and then I says, well, I don't remember, but I called it in.
No, if you have buds on it, then don't panic. It's just a matter of time. Just to give you an example, one of my favorite fall blooming plants is called a Montauk daisy. And it's a big daisy, about 3 inches in diameter, and it's the very, very last plant to bloom in my yard, and it doesn't bloom until mid-October, and it will last until mid-November.
Okay.
And right now, the plant is full of buds. There's no sign of any color. I'm not worried. You should not be worried. It will come.
Very good. One other
thing. Thank you.
When do we take in our geraniums from outside?
I would start digging your geraniums now. Dig them up, pot them, and give them a good drink of water. Use a liquid fertilizer like Miracle-Gro or something like that, and put them on your back porch or deck patio, someplace close to the house. And that way, if the weatherman should say, we're going to have a frost tonight, bring them in, okay? But it takes about 2 weeks for them to get acclimated from the digging to the potting and then bring them in. If you dig them and you bring them right in, you're going to have a lot of foliage that's going to turn yellow. So bring them in gradually and they'll do good. But houseplants, any houseplants, bring them in now. The weather is cooling off.
Is your lawn a yearly disappointment no matter what you do? Maybe all you need is a little magic. Jonathan Green MagiCal Soluble Calcium Fertilizer. What your lawn needs is nourishment so it can fight off the conditions that create bare spots and allow weeds to thrive. Jonathan Green MagiCal releases trapped nutrients and balances your soil's pH levels. What does that mean exactly? In unbalanced acidic soils, weeds persist, but in neutral, balanced soils, lawn grasses flourish. MagiCal also contains humates, which stimulate beneficial microbes in the soil to nourish your grass, creating a healthy and productive growing environment. And just one bag of MagiCal is the equivalent of up to 10 bags of regular lime at half the cost of lime. If you've tried everything else and failed, address the root of the problem with Jonathan Green MagiCal. The new American lawn by Jonathan Green. Eco-friendly, carefree, for the best lawn in town. Available at your local hardware store or garden center.
Since 1974, Evelyn Gibson has helped thousands of people live healthier, happier, and more productive lives. Gibsonshealth.com demonstrates, educates, and inspires customers to replace their healthy erosive lifestyles with a health-enhancing one. Now, clean up your body and colon without fasting using Herbal Fiber Blend from Gibsonshealth.com. Most colon cleansers require you to fast and do colon irrigations, but Herbal Fiber Blend is the only body and colon cleanser that cleans without fasting. A plaque
inflamed colon invites parasites and candida, and we are overweight because we must eat twice as much to absorb good nutrients. Herbal Fiber Blend also cleans the kidneys and liver, not just the colon. No other cleanser on the market compares to Herbal Fiber Blend. To buy Herbal Fiber Blend from Gibson's Health at wholesale prices, call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844. Or go to GibsonsHealth.com. Since 1974, over 30,000 healthier customers.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
What's the difference in all these online emergency food stores? The difference is Deseret. DeseretFoodStores.com has the best price on a one-year supply of restaurant-style gourmet food starting at just $695 per 875 servings. For the highest quality food with a 30-year shelf life, experience the Deseret difference at DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, or call 801-444-1444. DeseretFoodStore.com. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, 855-660-4261, is toll-free, so give us a call. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Jack from South Carolina with a question about Florida, I think it's Wigelia?
Wigelia.
Yes.
Hey, Jack. Hey, Jack. Good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. I hope you're fine.
Fine. Thank you.
I've called before. I'm the guy that called you about the fruiting on a Coosa dogwood. Remember that?
Yes,
I
do now.
I have a question and then a comment if I have time.
Sure.
I'll ask the question first. I have some Florida Wigelia. I would like to move those plants. They're about 4 feet tall, and I was wondering when I should do that and how much I should cut them down or how should I do it.
Okay. How long have they been planted where they are now, Jack?
They're in about their third year.
Their third year?
Yes, sir.
You could move them now, or you can move them in the springtime. If you're going to move them now, then what I would do is make sure that you cover around the base of the plant with a good 2 to 3 inches of bark mulch to help to insulate the ground. But Weigelia is a very strong plant, and being that you are in a milder climate than I am here in Maine, you should not have any problem of that having any winter damage on it. So if you want to move them now, go ahead. And what I would do is I would cut them back by maybe 10-15%. It's going to depend on your root ball. If you can get a nice big root ball, then just hit the very tips of your plant. If the root ball falls apart and it just shatters, then cut it back by a third. If you want to control the size of the plant, you can cut it back by a third, and you can do that anytime now.
Okay. Hey, can I make a comment?
Sure.
I've heard, I have used the rodent repellent. I planted about 20 dogwood trees up the border of my property, and the little rodents began to chew on the base of those trees. I used 3 different types of repellent. Seemed to be an attractant more than a repellent. And I thought I'd put some of that plastic wrap around it. You know what I'm talking about, the spiral type stuff. But,
yes.
Well, I couldn't find any down here. And so I decided I'd go to Lowe's and see if they had anything. And a nice young man said, sir, what you should do, is, I said, what will work, said, just go buy some of this cheap black pipe, you know, the round pipe with ridges in it.
Yes.
And cut it to the length that you need, split it, put it around those trees. I did that, and I've had absolutely no trouble with rodents chewing on at the base of my dogwood tree since then. I don't know if it'll work anywhere else in the world, but it worked well right here in South Carolina.
It does work very well, and you are right. You can use a hardware cloth with the half-inch holes, and then you have to create a barrier around it. And what you did is a great idea. You can buy a flexible plastic pipe that you can take either a box cutter and cut from top to bottom so that you can open it up to put around the tree. The one thing that you want to make sure, Jack, is that you push that black plastic pipe into the ground at least 1 inch deep, or mound some bark mulch around it so that the animals are going to have a difficult time finding their way to get in underneath it.
Yeah.
And then,
I pushed it in the ground very well.
Perfect. And did you tape it closed so that it doesn't open?
Yes. Yeah.
Perfect.
It really works. I don't know. The young man was very nice at the Lowe's store. And he gave me a solution, and I appreciate that.
Well, he did you a favor. He gave you the correct information, and it's hard when you go to a box store to try and get good information because they're always changing. So apparently he's been there for a while. And he knows what he's talking about. So in the future, when you go there, hopefully he'll still be around and you can rely on him to help you with other areas in your garden. And that's a good thing.
Well, Yeah, but I don't go to Lowe's for advice. I go to the nurseries and places like that if I need advice. And listen, I just appreciate. I wanted to let you know that there is a way without using the little pellets that didn't work for me. They may work other places, but they didn't work down here. By the way. I love your music. Is that Fast Domino?
That is Louis Armstrong.
Louis Armstrong, yeah, sitting on the piano stool.
Exactly.
You have a nice week, and I appreciate the information.
Thank you, Jack. We appreciate you giving us a call. And, you know, while we're talking about something like that, if you have a pole bird feeder, and you are having problems with squirrels getting up the pole and onto your bird feeder, following the same idea as Jack, go to a hardware store or a box store, depending if you can find it or not, but just the plain, inexpensive aluminum stove pipe, because the stove pipe is notched and very, very slippery. So if your bird bath is in a pole that's 6 feet tall, you can buy 2-3 foot sections of stove pipe, and they will, because they are tapered on one end, slide together. So you would open it up, put it around your wooden pole or metal pole, whatever. Then put your second piece on top. And because it is 4 inches or maybe even 6 inches in diameter, the squirrel cannot put his arms around it. A little 1 or 2 inch pole, the squirrel can climb up like he's climbing up a tree branch, but something that is 4 to 6 inches in diameter, he's unable to because it's metal. And it will keep the squirrels from eating the food in your pole feeder, and it works wonderful. Give it a try. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Gail from Mass with a question about black-eyed Susans.
Gail, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, Paul. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank
you. I have a bunch of groupings of black-eyed Susans in my yard, and I just love them, but this year they were just absolutely covered with black leaves. And I was wondering if there was something I could put down in the ground now to prevent that from coming back in the spring.
Okay.
And then, I have a second question about bringing my potted geraniums in. They seem to have little holes in the leaves, so I was wondering if there's some spray I can spray on it before I bring them in.
Okay. On your geraniums, what you want to do is you can use any general-purpose either flower spray or vegetable garden spray. So if you have a powder or an aerosol rose and flower spray, turn the plant upside down, spray the underside of your foliage first. Set it on the ground, spray the foliage on top, allow it to air dry, and then you can bring it in. Now, when you bring in your geraniums, put them in a sunny window. If you can keep them in a south-facing window, they will continue to bloom off and on all winter long. And during the winter, if you want, you can take cuttings or let it get bigger and taller, and then take your cuttings during February and March. That's when most greenhouses do. Now, on your black-eyed Susan, what you had was a fungus. So, as soon as we have had a frost, cut your black-eyed Susans to the ground. Rake the garden clean and get all of the plant debris out. And that will eliminate a lot of the spores. The heat, the humidity that we had this year is the problem. And you had a fungus that attacked the foliage. So next year, normally in early July, when we start to get humidity and, you know, your clothes start sticking to you, use a fungicide on the plant. Do it every couple of weeks, and the foliage will stay nice and green. A product called Serenade works very, very well. It's all natural. It's all organic. Bayer has a product called Nutria, and Nutria is their natural line of insecticides and fungicides. And Nutria will do a real good job also of that. But I'll give you a tip. Your black-eyed Susans are pretty much done blooming right now. What I would like to see you do is cut off all the flowers first. Cut the plant down to the ground. Get rid of the foliage. Take the flowers. Put them between your hand. Crush them. And spread the seed in your garden. And in April and May, you'll have 100 new plants all over your garden.
The Rescue College of Insectology is proud to present this first in a series of news conferences addressing important questions about insect behavior. And now, the world's leading bugologist, Professor Robert B. Boggs.
We're starting to hear a lot of concern about wasps, hornets, and yellow jackets this season.
Why? Yeah, you and the red tusk.
Shouldn't we be concerned about finding wasp, hornet, and yellow jacket nests?
Once again, why?
Why do you keep answering why?
Rescue's Why Trap for wasps, hornets, and yellow jackets catches 5 species of paper wasps, bald-faced hornets, and European hornets, and 12 species of yellow jackets. Y's 3 attractants lure the insects into the trap where they drown or dehydrate. And the Y trap can be used from early spring when the queens emerge all throughout the summer and fall to capture foraging workers.
But what about beneficial species like honeybees?
They are not affected.
Why?
Why? No more questions.
For complete information on the Y trap and a list of stores carrying the product, visit www.ytrap.com. The answer is Y.
When it comes to lawn care, most people think that fall is shut it down, close it up, and pack it in season. But actually, the opposite is true. Hi, I'm Ashton Ritchie of the Scotts Company. The fact is, just about anything you do for your lawn right now will do more good than at any other time of the year. Fall is the best time to feed and the best time to seed. That's because fall is when conditions are perfect for root growth, the foundation your lawn needs for the entire year. Feed your lawn now with Scott's Winter Guard fertilizer, and you'll strengthen your lawn from the roots up. Seed your lawn now with Scott's Pure Premium Grass Seed, and you'll give the new grass its very best chance at establishing healthy roots. So, put down Scott's Winter Guard and Scott's Pure Premium Grass Seed this weekend. You'll be glad you did all next year. Find out more at Scotts.com.
He paid his way through college as a handyman, growing that small business into the largest construction company in the state with 1,000 employees and a reputation for ethical behavior. He's an Ironman triathlete an avid cyclist and outdoorsman, an adventurer who summited Mount Everest with frostbitten toes and a leg still healing from a recent break. During his two terms as governor, he did what people in office rarely do. He kept his word. A Republican, he was reelected in a state that votes 2-1 Democrat in a landslide. He will be on the ballot in all 50 states come November as an alternative to Mitt Romney and Barack Obama. Gary Johnson can fix the America the two-party system has broken. He's a handyman.
My name is Gary Johnson. Be libertarian with me for one election. Live free.
Gary Johnson, libertarian for president.
I'm Gary Johnson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Morning. Our phone number is toll free, 855-660-4261. Give us a call and we'll help you to put the garden to bed this fall. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Carolyn from New Hampshire with a question about moths.
Carolyn, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Good, and you?
Very fine. You know, Paul, I bought a bunch of bird seed, and I brought it in the house. I normally take it outside. I have some barrels outside that are steel. But anyway, I wound up with a bunch of little moths, and I get them, too, sometimes when I open the door at nighttime and they fly in. But I find them very difficult to kill. I'll spray them, and they seem to recover And I was wondering if you know of any product that really wipes them out, if you can spray it on them.
Okay, now, the moth came out of the bird seed?
Yeah.
Okay, it sounds like it's probably old bird food. Something that wherever you bought it, they've had it for a while. And what happened is, an insect got into the bird food, became a caterpillar. It went into the pupa stage and then came out and became a moth. And it's flying around getting ready to lay eggs. The problem with the moth is at that stage, they're not really eating. So they are more difficult to kill. So what I would do is, if you still have a lot of that bird food left, the way to eliminate the problem, if you don't want to just dump it, take some of that bird food, put it on a cookie sheet, put it in the oven at 350, even for like 10 minutes, and it will kill any other insects that could be in there. The last thing that you want to do is to spray any pesticide on that bird food, because
no,
you could...
I got the seed outside. I've got them outside, and I'm feeding the birds, you know, with it on you know, in my bird feeders and so forth. I did get it outside, but like I said, they're flying, you know, and they're popping up. It seems like maybe they've laid eggs and they're popping up, and I can't seem to kill them with any of these sprays that, you know, that they sell.
Well, the moth itself will be killed with the first frost.
No, in the house. I'm worried about in the house.
Inside the house? Well,
yes.
if you have a lot of them inside the house,
yes,
then the best thing to do is to buy a flea and tick bomb. And what you would do is you would put newspaper on your kitchen countertops and open up your cabinets where you think they could possibly be coming from. Shut all your windows. Read the directions on the flea and tick bomb. And then you press the knob. You let the vapors come out. And you'll leave the house for a two-hour period. Come back in 2 hours, open all the windows and doors, pick up all the newspapers, dispose of it in your trash, let the house air out, and it will take care of everything. I just did this a week ago. We had fleas on our pets. We washed them. And I want to make sure that we got everything, so we bought flea bombs, and we put them in the basement, the first floor, and the second floor of the house. We came back, I cleaned up the mess, and to my amazement, in the basement, we had crickets, and the crickets were all over the floor dead. And then in the house, we had stink bugs that had come in through cracks and crevices, and they were all killed with that. And the dogs are no longer scratching, so that it worked very, very well. And it's safe rather than spraying your surface.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.